The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, today marks the 10th annual National Missing Persons Day, with an event being held at Croke Park to help remind people of the many unsolved missing persons cases that remain open and the families who are still searching for answers. One of the people speaking at the event this morning is Claire Clark Keane, whose sister Priscilla went missing all the way back in 1988, and she's on the line now. Claire, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Good morning.
This is an important event because it's back live, as it were, having had to be virtual for the last couple of years.
That's right, yeah. And I think it's so important that families can get together and just be there for each other, because we all know we all know the road that they're travelling on and the journey that they're making as well. So. Yeah, it's really important.
Now, I remember the day your sister's disappearance was reported, because Linda Kavanagh, who was the wife of Mark Kavanagh at the time, the man who founded Captain America, is a member of a big property family in Dublin. It became quite a significant news story.
Yeah.
And it was a big mystery, because Linda's body was found.
That's correct, yes.
What were the circumstances of the day in question? What happened?
The day in question, Priscilla was working for the Kavanaghs, and what we understand is that the River Dargle was in flood and that the women went horse riding, and the probability is that her body was washed out to sea and that Linda was found. But without a body, we always have that doubt, and given Mark's high profile at the time, at that time there was a lot of questions about subversive activities and a lot of things. So there's always going to be a doubt in our mind, but you know, we deal with that, and you know, they had closure. Unfortunately, we didn't, and we searched, and you know, still question if we could have done more. Every day, you know, it's that kind of thing. You don't have a grave, so that's what, you know, that's where we're at, and we deal with the reality as well. That if it wasn't a sinister event, then we are looking at trying to find if there's possibly a grave somewhere that she may have been buried in. And
that is that suspicion that she came to harm, that some ne'er-do-wells attacked your sister and Linda, and that's how, you know, something bad happened to them. But what did the inquest on Linda's death indicate?
Linda's death indicated that it was misadventure, and that's what happened. And given that they had the body, obviously, they had that chance to have an inquest. It's never, once you don't have a body, no matter what, we don't have Priscilla's body. We never got our Priscilla's body back. So we never know. We can't close the chapter.
Now, just to get a sense of the day, the River Dargle in flood, obviously there had been heavy rain. Would Priscilla and Linda have regularly gone riding out?
Yes, they would have gone riding, yeah.
So they would be accomplished horsewomen?
They would, actually, yeah. The both of them would. Priscilla was riding the horse, would normally ride the horse, and Linda would ride a pony, which was significantly smaller. And some of the events would seem to be that Priscilla attempted a rescue of Linda, given the traces of horse prints on the river bank, but you know, again, you know, there are questions. There are many questions about why there was a man's coat in the river and not a woman's coat. You know, that will always be something we'll question.
Because
other aspects.
Yeah. Linda's body was recovered a couple of days after the disappearance in the River Dargle. Did the horse and pony ever return?
The horse and pony did, yeah. They were found wandering on the road. and they were taken in by a local vet who kept the horses until somebody came along, then they could identify them. Unfortunately, we didn't actually know that Priscilla was missing until the following day. The search had been underway for the evening before and that night, but we weren't told until the next day.
Now,
which was, my parents went to bed at night not knowing that their daughter was missing.
Yeah.
And a search was underway, which was totally horrendous for them to know.
Absolutely horrendous for them, because they would have felt, I presume, that had they known, they would have been out there looking and searching, but they didn't know until perhaps it was too late.
Yeah, and they went to bed and they went as normal. And that was distressing for them afterwards.
Yeah,
but as I say, we are dealing with a reality about if Priscilla went missing in the river, that we still have questions over where bodies are buried and what respect is shown for them.
Now, because one of your objectives with all of this is to make sure that if a body is recovered, however old it might be, in whatever circumstances, that in some way it would be perhaps examined for DNA, and that it could go into a database, so that the relatives of a missing person, maybe they would volunteer DNA for a database, so that a comparison could be made and some resolution be offered.
Yes, DNA is being collected from families, and families are coming forward now for DNA, but the number of unidentified in Ireland, we've just seen some historic cases being resolved, like the man in Navan, and his family now know what happened to him, even though his family, most of them, have died since he went missing 32 years ago. Around the country, like whether it's Dean's Grange or Glasnevin, and there are remains there. There are remains buried who are not identified. And we do have worries, and my father had worries that possibly Priscilla could have been found and buried with no identity, which is something that is painful to think about as well, because I felt when I attended the funeral of an unidentified man in Navan, I just felt the indignity of somebody being buried without their name and their family not knowing where they are. And in Ireland, we've had cases where the families were an hour or 2 hours up the road, like the Dennis Walsh case and other cases. They were 2 hours up the road and they didn't know their son was in a grave that close to them.
Now,
they lived that. Sorry?
Yeah, no, I was just going to say that this kind of situation is not unique, because Helen McEntee, the Minister for Justice, revealed during the year 27 unidentified remains in Ireland were brought to the attention of a forum which contains representatives of her department, of Forensic Science Ireland, the Gardaí, and the Office of the State Pathologist. These were from coroners across the country. 13 full remains and 14 partial remains, and there may well be more.
Well, they have come out in August and said that there are four of the remains, but they haven't advised where they are or how many. There are more. There's at least 10 extra that Barry Cummins has come across in Glasnevin Cemetery. And the public database, when I look for a public database, I'm actually looking for somewhere that people can go online and search for any identifying features for their loved one. It could be just a watch, it could be their height, their hair colour, and that would be online, exactly the same as it is in the UK. And I go onto the UK website just in the event that it's possible Priscilla might have been washed up in Wales or somewhere. And the same could happen for UK people to look at a website here. They don't have the opportunity to do that in Ireland, but I do, and other families have in the UK.
Yeah.
So at the moment, the website, the information is shared just between the Gardaí and the coroners. And we know the coroners have failed. The coroners close files when somebody is buried. Most of coroners close the files and they don't revisit them. And I know the Gardaí would probably welcome the further involvement from coroners in remains.
But it does seem that we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We should just do as they do in Britain. And if that protocol was established here and that database was set up, it would offer some comfort to people that should unidentified remains turned up, it could be checked off against them to see if it is their loved one who has turned up.
Yes, exactly. The template is there. And the other thing they have in the UK, which we don't have, is a chief coroner, who the chief coroner benchmarks for all of the coroners. And at the moment, they're all autonomous. They can basically make decisions themselves about whether to hold an inquest on remains or whether not to, and whether just to send them forward for burial or whether not to. And the coroner situation, there's no transparency about how they operate. And their files are incomplete. So cases that them or somebody before them, those files may have been lost. And families are just, they don't know where, like our family, we don't know where to go. We don't know what has happened. Every day, especially at Christmas time, I make a Christmas wreath every year and I make one for Priscilla. And I don't have anywhere to go with it. It's heartbreaking.
Well, Claire, you're making a very strong and I think irresistible case for setting up that database. And I thank you very much for joining us. That's Claire Clark Keane, who's the sister of Priscilla Clark, who went missing in 1988.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.